Pulling out of the north. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russian forces appear to be retreating from the area around Kyiv. Fox's Alex Hogan is in the capital city.
We're seeing Ukrainian troops go back to some of these territories that they have not been to for weeks, and what they're finding is decimation. Meantime, looking at the northeastern side of the country in the last day, Russian forces have now managed to take the town of Izium. But the one area of focus really that everyone is looking at, what will happen in Mariupol and whether or not Mariupol could fall. 90% of the buildings in Mariupol have been flattened.
The Pentagon Friday announcing another $300 million in military assistance. In a ceremony delayed for 2 years by the pandemic, President Biden and First Lady Jill attended a commemoration ceremony today in Wilmington for the USS Delaware attack submarine.
At the beginning of the pandemic, the Delaware became the first ship ever commissioned while underwater underway. It was a challenge to put a ship in service in the middle of a global pandemic, but you rose to the occasion as you always do.
President Biden described the First Lady as the sponsor of the sub. Customs and Border Patrol releasing staggering new numbers in terms of migrants illegally entering the U.S. Fox's Bill Malusian reports.
CBP sources telling me just in the last 6 months alone, there have been more than 300,000 known gotaways, including more than 62,000 just last month in March alone. You do the math on that, that's about 2,000 gotaways slipping by our agents every single day.
The Biden administration plans to lift Title 42, which imposed strict asylum limits to prevent the spread of COVID-19, a move which many feel will allow a massive flow of immigrants into the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Severe weather has pummeled the South recently with multiple tornadoes reported over the past few days. More is expected.
More severe weather coming again this week. It'll be the third week in a row where we've got some severe weather that's going to break out across parts of the South. We're having a very active season. This was the most tornadoes in March since the year 2000, so 22 years.
Fox senior meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. Two U.S. lawmakers are calling for fines and a license suspension of a facility that breeds dogs for research. Fox's Jill Nato has details.
Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine are calling on Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to suspend the license of Envigo in Cumberland, Virginia. The lawmakers say four inspections at the dog breeding facility over 9 months found 73 violations. They wrote in a letter that Envigo saw over 300 puppy deaths attributed to unknown causes, and the facility didn't take steps to prevent similar deaths. Warner and Kaine also said there were instances of euthanasia being performed without a sedative. The company hasn't commented yet. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A loyal pet again proves that dogs are indeed man's best friend, even in tragic circumstances. Fox's Kevin Uretsky.
A California hiker who was missing for a couple of weeks was found dead in Los Angeles's Griffith Park Thursday night. 29-year-old Oscar Alejandro Hernandez had been reported missing March the 16th. His cause of death is still being investigated. However, Hernandez was not found alone. His dog, King, stayed with Hernandez for the entire period from the time he died until the time the body was discovered. The dog was emaciated, but alive. A living testimony to loyalty and the friendship between owner and pet. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.